Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR, Sirius XM, Channel 141, 96.3 HD2 and 98.3 FM. This is the Inside segment. I'm Harold Fisher. You may have seen it on social media, a viral video of a large birthday dinner party at a restaurant debating over who pays what for a $4,600 dinner check.
I'm only paying for what's on the check. I'm not splitting the bill, Charlie. That's crazy. You expect us to split the bill?
You got lamb chop. You got steak.
Look at all that. Look at what all that got. They talking about splitting the bill.
Yeah, way too much. Well, this has ignited a lot of debate about large dinner parties at restaurants, how to split the check, who pays, tipping, and more. My goodness. Well, joining me tonight to talk about this are Taria Griffin, a private events manager. She's been working in the restaurant business for years, and Crystal Bailey, director of the Etiquette Institute of Washington. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. What would you do in a situation like this with a big check and a large party? Who pays? Do you avoid large restaurant dinner parties? I don't know. I want to hear from you tonight. Okay. So, first and foremost, Taria, I'm going to start with you. What on earth is going on? I would imagine you've seen situations like this before.
Yes.
How do you address this issue if you are part of the wait staff? And you hand the check and then you see this. What's going through your mind?
Well, first of all, we're panicking because we need the bill to get paid. So we don't care about how that happens. We just need that to happen quickly to get you in and out. But the problem really comes in with, what did you order that cost $4,600? Mm-hmm. How many people were in your party? And, you know, if everyone did not eat the same thing, some people, apparently this gentleman that's yelling had calamari and two Sprites.
Flash fried.
So, you know, is it fair for him to pay a part of that large bill? I'm going to say no. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say that the host should have said, hey, we see that you didn't really eat anything. Why don't you give me, you know, your piece of the check, and then we split the rest amongst ourselves.
Really?
If you didn't eat, yeah.
You would step into that fracas?
I mean, if I saw that my friend barely ate anything, yes. But if you're drinking with us, eating with us, yes, we're all splitting the bill.
What are the rules for most restaurants when you have large parties? How do you define a large party? And what changes when you go from dinner for two or three as opposed to a large party?
Yeah, so, I mean, you go to a restaurant to get an experience. I mean, the point of going out is to feel like you are in a space where you don't have to have a worry in the world, and you're getting food and having an experience of whatever cuisine that you wanted to dine with that evening. So six people or more is typically a large party. Once you go over that, that takes some skill to serve amount of people in an efficient time, in an efficient way. Large parties usually aren't given to novice servers. That's usually given to someone that has some tenure. So the larger the party, we definitely do one check, typically. Some restaurants do allow you to split the check. I know that once you go over 10 in most restaurants, it's usually like a private dining experience or something like that, in which you would have a contract which you're signing, and then you have more of a per person average that you know of, that you're paying for that group.
Mm. So, Crystal,
yes,
let's talk about the etiquette rules. Party of 10, and yes, you're celebrating someone's birthday, but this is not being covered by one person. It is a gathering of friends to celebrate someone's, let's say, 40th birthday. How do you deal with this?
My preference is to deal with it as simply as possible, and that is to split the bill. And what happens in life is sometimes you give more, right? And you had less that time, but the next time you ordered more. And in the end, at the end of the day, it all works out. So that would be the rule of etiquette that I would like to go by, right? Just to keep things as simple as possible. Now, the other rule of etiquette, of course, is if you are hosting, right, inviting someone out to dine, then you are the host and you are covering the bill. And so the communication really does have to be had at during the inviting period, right, of either I'm inviting you or we're all gathering for my birthday, mm-hmm. right, and we're all going to go to this restaurant for my birthday. I would love for you to come. That says something different than I'm, you know, having a birthday dinner or hosting you for a birthday dinner. I would love for you to come out. So I think we need to look at the invite. That conversation happened way too late, right? It should have happened right at the moment of the birthday girl inviting people. And, you know, we would have seen before the terms host or no host dinner maybe on an invitation if we were sending something that was more formal. And so that still that terminology can be used even in a text, even in an email to say, hey, just to let you know, we're only going to have one check. So if you're able to bring cash or Venmo, Cash App, and the other million ways that you can right. exchange
million
money,
ways to, right? You know, lottery ticket, whatever.
Bitcoin.
Bitcoin. How about that? 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Who's got the check? We are talking about large parties at restaurants, more than six people. Do you split the check? How do you pay? How do you tip? How do you avoid embarrassing, difficult situations? I'd like to hear what you have to say about this. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Dominique, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Dominique. What's on your mind? Dominique, are you there? Dominique, give us a call back if you can. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Okay, Crystal, so you said something that was interesting, and maybe we're talking about a matter of semantics, but if this is not a formal mm-hmm. event, but this is just a gathering of friends, but say you want folks to, look, I haven't seen you guys in a while. Mm-hmm. Let's go to dinner, okay? There are eight or so of us. Should you split the bill five ways? And what if you have the calamari and two Sprite person? Should the group, restaurant personnel notwithstanding, but how should friends address this? Because I would imagine it can be a little awkward when the bill comes and somebody says, well, I only had calamari and two Sprites and I only spent $20. But then somebody else, you know, got, you know, peach marinated filet mignon and you know, lobster thermidor or what have you, and that was, you know, $100 entree. But it's that person's birthday. How do you address that?
Yeah, so one thing that I want to address, I guess, is it was her birthday. And I do expect, even though, you know, she invited everyone out, there is just an unspoken rule, right, that you cover for the birthday person. And the fact that she had to, you know, deal with that. Now, the $4,600, that I'm just still not clear on. But the fact that
it was a large party. It was like 20 people. Okay. So yeah.
The fact that she had to have that exchange on her birthday when it should have been so simple. So even if he was going to have, you know, mozzarella sticks and 1/8 of the marinara sauce, then he should have also known that he was going to be covering the 1/20th of her birthday check, All right. It's just a courtesy, a thing that we shouldn't have to say or ask for, but it's a nicety.
Yeah. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Who gets the check? We're talking about paying the bill after a large dinner party at a restaurant. Let's go to Precious. Precious calling from Baltimore. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
This is Precious. I'm calling from Baltimore. I recently moved from Nigeria. I just want to talk about what you mentioned.
Okay.
The fact is, sharing the bill, the way I saw the post on social media, I think it's crazy. I've always felt pressured while living in Nigeria, going out with friends, having them split the bill. I've always felt pressured because I tend to pay the most, right? And I think the best form is when I started hanging out with friends who moved from the UK back to Nigeria. What solved the problem was we go Dutch. We go out and we go Dutch. If someone is having a birthday, we go Dutch. Everybody knows that we're going Dutch, so you pay your bill. If you cannot afford a drink or the menu, you talk to a friend or you come with a plan. Or don't show up, eat the most expensive food and expect someone else to pay for it. That's my comment.
Mm. Precious, thank you so much for that. So, Taria, with that said, and I think Precious makes a really, really good point. If you already have discussed that you're going to, everybody's going to go Dutch, but from your perspective, if everyone doesn't have cash, someone may have cash, someone may have a credit card, what do you recommend?
At that point, I would recommend to condense the payment on however many cards you have. So if
explain that.
So let's say there's a party of six, mm-hmm. and four people have cash and two people have cards. Then I think that the people that have cash should give the money to at least one person that has a card, and then you split it that way. So the two cards pay. Mm-hmm. I think it's important also that before you arrive to kind of gauge what you think you'll spend. I never go to a restaurant and don't look at the menu beforehand. I always, you know, I want the experience. I want to order. I don't necessarily pick what I'm going to order, but I get a range. So if I look at a restaurant and I see that there's no prices on the menu, I'm going to gauge that I should
probably. Can we go to Applebee's?
Yeah, I should probably carry a little bit more money in my pocket. But, you know, it's, I think with that, you know, there's so many ways to transfer money now that I think fighting over who's paying is kind of, I mean, it's at this big year, in this big technological age, I think we should kind of cash effing and, you know, bring in cash. But I definitely agree with Precious that, you know, if you're going to come in and you're going to order Ace of Spades and do all these things, and, you know, you should be prepared to pay for your own food for sure.
You know, what has happened with, you know, the brothers that are in my orbit, what we've often done, because there are five of us. So when we go out, usually one of us will put everything on a card, like an American Express card, you know, ballers that we are. And then we will give the money mm-hmm. later.
Right.
Or and later means like later the same day.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I'm not having to hunt down my boys, yeah. for the cash hookup. But, you know, we need to talk about that inspecting the menu beforehand. We've got a lot of people online. TJ calling from D.C., D calling from Maryland, and have somebody calling from California as well. Stay with us. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Please do not hang up. We will get to your calls straight away, and you will be able to hear the program. Who's got the check? And we're also going to talk about one of Taria's favorite topics, tipping. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. John Mons is next with the original Quiet Storm. This conversation continues on SiriusXM Channel 141 in just a few seconds. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight, we're talking about large dinner parties at restaurants. What are the rules when the check comes. My guests are Taria Griffin, a private events manager working in the restaurant business for many years, and Crystal Bailey, director of the Etiquette Institute of Washington. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. You, of course, can tweet me at HFisherWHUR or find me on Instagram at Harold T. Fisher. D, calling from Maryland. D, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, I just wanted to say that I've been in a situation just like this that occurred. Definitely wasn't $4,600, but we did have an agreement that they would pay me back, and no one still hasn't paid me back for a meal that we had for a friend of ours' birthday party. So, but you know, it's a lesson learned is how I look at it. I put it on my credit card, and everyone knew to pay whatever they ate, you know. But they never paid me. But, you know, it was for my friend. I wouldn't have put it on my card if I couldn't afford it, right?
Right.
But
these were your friends?
Know who they are, and I hope they're listening to the radio station right now, and they hear my voice, and they know they still owe me money.
These were your friends, Dee?
They were, I would have considered them more. It was a friend of mine's birthday, and that was their family member's birthday.
Yeah, got a
friend of mine though.
Got to pick better friends, boy. I tell you,
about lesson is the best lesson, as I look at it.
Yeah, how about that? Okay, Dee, thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We've got a call from Los Angeles, California. Go right ahead. What's on your mind?
Hey, good evening, DMV. Thank y'all for having me on. I want to say shout out to Sister Taria. And this is Let the Dirt Say Amen, the D.C. native broadcasting live from California.
Hey, friend.
Hey, sis. I got a question, comment.
Go ahead.
And it's basically this. For $4,600, I would like to know, was Diddy or Drake at the table? and the comment is basically, walk into the building with a plan or we'll all be in a jam. Very simple.
Yeah, I agree with that. But let me say this about that. I know a lot of people are giving a lot of pushback to a $4,600 bill, but in the DMV for fine dining, and I am quite sure, Taria, you can attest to that, it's not that difficult to get a bill that high, even with five people.
Mm-mm. I agree, depending on where you are.
Yeah.
All right, for sure.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your phone call. Yeah, I mean, talk about that. You figure if you go out with, let's say, dinner for two at one of the higher-end restaurants, a $500 dinner, this is dinner for two, is not unusual.
Yeah, I can say that when my boyfriend and I go out, our bill's typically like $350.
Right.
For sure.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, but when I go out to eat, I like an experience. So I want to order an appetizer. I'm ordering an entree. I'm probably pairing some wine with my courses. And I'm definitely ordering dessert for sure.
Exactly.
And I don't like to share my food, so I'll order my own
appetizer. Yeah, we're not. No, would you? I will order one for you.
You can have one, and then I can have
one.
That's
right.
It's not hard to accrue a bill of $4,600. It's just more of the sense you have to know your friends. Like, you have to. Like, I have friends that I know will never get to a bill of $4,600 because they're not going to order that. They're like,
exactly.
No, we're here. We're on a budget. We're going to eat. You know, we're going to share some appetizers, and that's fine. And then I also have friends that I go out with, and I'm like, I need to have some money in my pocket because I know that homegirl's going to come in here and, you know, want to order, you know, a nice bottle of wine, and she's going to order four appetizers, and here we
are.
And
turn up.
Yeah. And really? There's nothing wrong with that. You just have to be prepared for that.
Yeah. Your thoughts about that, Crystal?
So, I along those lines, I'd have to say, you know, when you are out with friends, it can be a dividing line, right? It lets you know, who your people are and who they aren't. It allows you to kind of move forward from those people as well. And maybe you can come together for a potluck or come together mm-hmm. for something else that's a little more relaxed. But then deciding who I'm going out to dine with for these formal events and maybe the higher end restaurants, right? It really does whittle down maybe your friend group just a little bit. And so if you, you know, normally are out with 20 or so people, if you know that you had six solids, then you're going with those six solid people and you're not dealing with the mayhem and the foolishness.
And you know what? You just made a really interesting point. Something occurred to me. I know a friend of mine who, let's just call it what it is. She made a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Okay. And she spent a lot of money. But when she invited, you know, some of her close friends out, she always said to me, well, I know, you know, Jane or Susan or what have you, I know they don't have my kind of money, mm-hmm. but I want them there mm-hmm. anyway. And as a result, there is going to be in this group of friends some people who make more money and they are willing to compensate right. for those whose budgets are restrictive.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, as a person, I'm the only person in my family that's in hospitality. And I mean, I love to expose my family and my friends to things that different cuisines, like, you know, that they may not have gone to try on their own. So sometimes I will pick up the bill. Mm-hmm. Or if I just really want to go get some food and maybe you don't have it, I'll be like, I'll get it because I'm hungry.
So, right, exactly.
So, I mean, I just think that all needs to be explained beforehand. But I wanted to bring up, there's an app called Splitwise. Mm-hmm. And
Splitwise. Okay.
And you basically put a check in. You put the total of the check, you put the gratuity, taxes, all of that in there, and you add your friends that are at that dinner to that app. They all download it, and it will split the check for you in that app. So it'll tell you the exact amount so that you don't have to be at the table and, you know, circling things on the receipt and everything.
Oh, Lord,
you
could have just mercy. Kinda,
you know. But you
not circling.
I mean, you know, what happened that time? It's a little initial by what they had.
Let me put my readers on, you know, so I can see this.
A little
check.
Initial by the calamari. Oh. But but Splitwise does work, y'all. Download
Flash fry. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. TJ calling from DC. Thanks for calling, TJ. What's on your mind?
Hey, how are you today?
I'm doing all right.
All right. I was in the restaurant business for 20 years. I bartended at the Rainbow Room, Marriott Marquis.
The Rainbow Room. Where was that?
It's on the 69th floor of Rockefeller Center.
Oh, okay. Okay. Not here. That's in New York. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay.
I waited at a 701 restaurant, Ardell's and Bardell's in Cleveland Park. You know, the thing about being in the restaurant industry, it's an experience. Fine dining is an experience. It's a masculine experience.
Masculine? Why is it a masculine experience?
It's dark furniture, cherry wood, high-end plates.
I completely disagree with that.
Well, you know, a lot of the in the fine dining restaurants, a lot of the waiters don't allow females on the floor.
Yeah, I don't know what century that was, because I think now there are in some of the fine dining establishments in the DMV and anywhere else, to be quite honest, you have women running the floor. I'm going to give you a lot of pushback on a masculine experience. I would imagine, yeah, places like the 21 Club in New York, yeah, you've got the dark wood and all of that other stuff. But if you look at some of the high-end restaurant experiences here in D.C. or even in Baltimore, you know, where I live, that is not true. But with that said, please continue.
All right. Like I said, the fine dining is an experience. If you're with a group of people, with 26 people, 20 people, you want to order in advance. You want to put that in advance. You want to give notice and stuff. and you don't want it to be separate sex. You want people to have the understanding before you get there. You don't want somebody in your group that's willing to pay for everything. Give me the cash, and I'll pay with my credit card, because you'll leave your money, and you'll leave a gratuity, and they'll take the credit card, and they'll pay the whole bill and won't leave any tip, and then you're fighting the waiter going out the door. I've been through that experience.
Mm.
You don't want people that order 3 Long Island iced teas, appetizer, entree, dessert, and then don't want to leave a tip at all because you added the gratuity in, and they're like, I'm sorry, I didn't have any money to give you a tip.
Mm. So, yeah.
I am a black man, and I worked in fine dining restaurants throughout, and whenever my white coworkers would get a black table, because black people believe in $2 if you're good service and $1 if it's bad service, and when they would get a black table, they're like, Thomas, can I ask you something? I say, hey, listen, they're not prejudiced. They don't tip me either.
They just don't
have exposure. So a lot of times in a fine dining atmosphere, black people, we need a little more exposure before we go out there. And I recommend that people eat according to their budget. If you have a family and stuff, start off in friendly restaurants or Applebee's or TGI Fridays and work your way up into the point where when you eat a $300 meal, you can leave a $65, $70 tip. Because you can afford it.
Okay. TJ, thank you so much for your comment. Ladies, I know you have a lot to say about what TJ just shared. I will start with you, Taria.
I don't even know where to start.
Just start where you start.
Okay, we'll start from the beginning.
Yes.
First off, I am a woman that has run a floor in a fine dining restaurant, so I would like to disagree with that. And a lot of the servers in that restaurant were women. And very skilled. And most of those women were former AGMs and GMs.
AGMs?
Assistant General Managers.
Okay.
And General Managers. So I disagree with that. I think that hospitality has been a very male-dominated industry for a long time. But women are definitely stepping up and running these restaurants that you love so dearly. So I definitely want to push back on that as a girl boss in the restaurant industry.
Mm-hmm.
Put some respect on our name.
Yeah, how about that?
And then secondly, about tipping, you know, I disagreed with the $1 if you're nice and $2 if you're great or whatever was said. Sorry, that wasn't your exact wording. But, you know, if you look at where tipping comes from, mm-hmm. tipping comes from after slavery was abolished, a lot of black people that didn't want to be sharecroppers became butlers and waiters and bartenders. And instead of paying them, people tipped them whatever they felt like they deserved. So I think as a culture, tipping to us has been a negative connotation for a long time. And now that we are in a space where we are able to go out to eat and do these things, and we're more economically strong I'm so angry, Willie.
I know.
just more economically stable, and we're able to expose to more things in social media, and it's, you know, we can do more. I think that tipping is more of a thing with us. If we are spending our money as black people, we want to make sure we get a good experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where the issue comes in. If we feel like we didn't get our money's worth, that's where the issue comes in. As a restaurant person, on the other side, you know, tipping is something that goes to your server, but also goes to the other people in the restaurant as well. So a lot of those behind the scenes things that you don't see, like your food runner running up and down the stairs to get your food up, or your server going to check on your ticket in the kitchen to make sure your food is coursed appropriately, or the bartender that's shaking your drinks and has 42 tickets on the line, but pumping your drinks out as fast as they can because they know you've been waiting. That experience is what you're tipping for. But I totally, you know, I don't think it's right to say that black people don't tip, because in my experience, black people do tip, and they tip in cash.
Mm, yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong. I always understood that TIPS, T-I-P-S, was an acronym for To Ensure Proper Service.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I am also a little miffed by something that, you know, our last caller just shared with us, Crystal. So I'll go back to Taria about the amount.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember when I was a kid, and a friend of the family when, and I've never seen this, I'd never seen it before or since, but one day we were at a restaurant and he was there with his wife and the service was subpar, okay? He gave the appropriate amount, but he gave it in cash, but he stuck the cash in a glass of water.
The cash?
Yes. To show his dissatisfaction. And I, so whatever it was, and it was a larger party there. This was, you know, a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. I mean, I was a kid. But but it was not, you know, the finest dining restaurant, but it was, you know, mid to upper level. And he was not happy with the service. And I do remember his consternation with the service, you know, sending stuff, you know, back because this wasn't right. And from what I remember, we all agreed this could have been a better job. But I was really surprised. He stuck all of these dollar bills nicely folded in the water. Mm. That, while that may have sent the message, and maybe that would have been appropriate in the 70s, that could get you jacked in the parking lot. I don't know. your thoughts about wow. How do you show your displeasure?
I am overcome with that story.
Yeah.
I can't imagine doing that today. I can't imagine it back then. But I'll say this. There are so many ways to communicate our concerns with the service. And as a great host, when you have people that are dining with you, you want them to feel comfortable. And if things are going wrong and awry, then I'm quietly stepping away, quietly handling these things with servers, management, that sort of thing, instead of getting my entire table, you know, riled up with whatever the issues are. And that's what's really frustrating for me sometimes is going out and dining and the people that I'm with might have, you know, this issue or that issue. If we can, it's fine to have issues, but are we taking it out via the tip? I don't think that's the way to go because that's not going to change anything for the future or better the experience for others if someone doesn't know the critique or the feedback they need to have.
Let me go back to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Ricky, calling from Chicago, the steak capital of the Midwest. What's going on?
How you doing?
Hey.
Not much. How's it going? My experience is... have been down through the years. I go out with people pretty often, and when we do go out, we take turns a lot of times paying the bill. If it's 5, 6, 7, whatever, we take turns paying the bill. If I go out with a significant other or something like that, I look to take care of the bill myself because, first off, I'm not going to invite somebody out somewhere if I can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to invite people out and say, well, you can only order this or you can only order that. I don't think that's fair. I do like all the other comments. You know, if you're going to go out and say you can't afford to take care of everybody, well, make that known. Make that known. Hey, we're going to go out, you know, make sure, you know, everybody, you know, bring something so that we can all take care of it together. But I don't think it should be a thing where you go out and then you have this nice dinner, then you want to fuss at the end of the day.
Yeah.
It's not appropriate.
Ricky, thank you so much for your phone call. Talbert, calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Okay. The first thing I'd like to say is I agree with some of the things that are being said. But first and foremost is...
I hope you don't agree with that comment about it being a masculine experience with no women. Foolishness. Okay,
no.
But anyway, go right ahead.
The first thing I'd like to say, you should know the people that you go out with. Some years ago, we had an experience where it was 12 of us, and one couple wanted to get the bill so they could itemize everything. But mainly, the friends I go out with are not like that. It's 7 of us who've been knowing each other since the 7th grade, and we're all retired. When we go out, it's everybody get whatever you want, and we split the bill among us. Now, the only exception is if you have someone having a couple of beers, maybe a shot of alcohol one way or another, glasses of wine, that may be something different. Then what we do is normally say, we have a drink bill on the side, okay? Then everybody else just splits the bill. But knowing your friends is the number one priority. Secondly, when it comes down to tipping, we always tip 20% or more. And that all depends on how good the service is. We've even given the person bussing the table a couple of dollars.
I understand what you mean. Yeah, figuratively speaking. Yeah. Well, so, Talbert, thank you for that. And you bring up a really, really good point. First of all, that's I've never heard of a drink bill at a restaurant, which would be great because one of my friends does not drink. So I get it. How does that work?
Yeah, so that's just something that you discuss with the server when you sit. So you just let them know, like, hey, we're going to do all the food on one check, but the drinks, we would like to split those off, please. We would like to have a separate check for that. That's just as simple as them opening a separate check on a we can usually in our systems like Toast and Micros and things like that, we can just use a sub-check within a check, and then you can have your drinks on that check.
So let's tackle the tipping thing, because usually with large parties, you'll see on the check, it'll say, what is it, an 18% gratuity added for large parties. So why does that happen? Is that for the black folks?
No. That is for everybody.
Right. Wait a minute. Here come the black folks. No, I know. I'm just kidding.
I will say something in reference to that, though, because this happens to me as a young black person going out. If you go to a restaurant, there are two or three of you, and you don't see anywhere printed on their menu or on their door or on their website that they will be adding gratuity to your check automatically, then yes, you should say something. But typically, if you go out to eat with more than six people, you should assume that they are going to put gratuity on your check. They do that for it to be a more seamless experience, so that when you get your check, all of your charges are on it, and then you can just pay and go. Once it gets down to you splitting 18 different checks, that goes from you leaving in 5 minutes to you leaving maybe in 25 minutes. Because what happens is your server may have other tables, which, of course, I know is not your concern, but your server may have other tables. And let's say the three of us go out to eat, and I'm stuck with this calamari, but.
Flash fried.
So let's say, you know, you had calamari or something, and then they put it on my check. And then, you know, people will say, like, hey, this wasn't my calamari. So then you have to go back to the computer and split that off and add it back on. It just makes things kind of complicated, which is why restaurants will typically give you one check. It just makes it seamless and easy. And then it puts it in your court. It's like, hey, here's your check, and then you let us know how you want us to do this.
And one of the things you see now is they kind of do the math for you. Mm-hmm. 18, 20, 22%.
Yes.
And I think that is very helpful so that because, you know, most of us did not, you know, pass basic math these days. You know, it's all calculator now, you know.
For
folks under a certain age, you carry the two and you add a, no, it doesn't. So, yeah, I think that's really helpful. So if you already have 18% added, but you want to do 20%. How do you go about that?
So when you pay your check, the 18% will already be added into the total of your check, and then there'll still be a space for you to put tip in total. So if you want to add more, we're not telling you you can't add more. We're just saying, hey, this is the basic, and you know, we're putting this on for you, so you don't have to worry about it. But please feel free to add more if you had a great service. You know, speaking to what the gentleman was saying before, about when, you know, service isn't great, I think it's important to say something while you are in that experience, not after. Because once you hold that anger until the end of your meal, you know, there's nothing that I could have done to make it better at that point. But if you let me know while you're there, you know, I can send extras. I can send you some champagne. I can get your dessert paid for you. I can take your food off for you. But if I don't know anything until you're paying your bill. Now I'm behind the ball and, you know, you're already upset. Mm-hmm. I definitely think that, you know, it's there for a seamless experience, but you can always leave more.
Yeah.
Always.
And for those who may take a dive down into the semantics, gratuities, tipping, mm-hmm. same thing.
Yeah, same thing.
You were about to say something.
Well, I'm just thinking now, you know, maybe you were going there with the additional service charges mm-hmm. that are around mm-hmm. now. Mm-hmm. And then people need to remember tax. Mm-hmm. Tax.
10% DC sales tax, 10% in D.C. Yeah. Maryland yeah. is 6%.
Right. And that's a shocker for people who may live in Maryland, don't come to D.C. mm-hmm. very often. And then, yeah, 10%.
10%.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Yep.
Yeah, that's... can you validate parking?
I will say after COVID, you know, restaurants were trying to get back in the fold and get back to normal. I think this is like maybe one of the first years where we're kind of like, okay, we can look at sales from last year and kind of gauge where we're going. Because after COVID, we just didn't know, you know, what was going to happen. So that 3% surcharge, you know, I know people aren't too happy about it, but it was
a
vote. Now,
what is that? A 3%? What is the 3% surcharge?
So, in D.C., there was a legislation passed that said within 5 years that restaurant employees will have to pay their servers minimum wage.
Mm-hmm.
This is, you know, a big commitment for businesses to pay their servers. You know, like, there are restaurants I've worked in that have over 50 servers. You know, so you're paying everyone this amount that you weren't paying before. So basically the 3% surcharge is just a charge for the restaurant to kind of help to, you know, to help them with those costs to keep the restaurant going and, you know, to allow you to have that experience. But we're going to see in some time that a lot of those small places, those small bars, small restaurants, some people aren't going to be able to sustain because of that law that was passed.
All right, Crystal, so here's another etiquette question.
Yes.
If the bill comes and I pay for the meal, I put the meal on my card or what have you, or even in a gathering of friends and I just decide to put the meal on the card for 4 or 5 friends, is it gauche to ask... Use your words. Is it gauche to ask? Is it bad form to ask your friends to pay for the tip, to give the gratuity, if I pay for the meal?
I don't like it.
Okay.
I don't like it. And I guess I see it most commonly, honestly, when I go out with my mom and I want to treat her now.
I'm with your mother.
And she's like, oh, well, here's the tip. I'm like, yeah, but now you have to know how much the bill was. You're mm-hmm. going to be traumatized by that. Let's just handle everything very smoothly, because otherwise then they would need to see to make sure that they're tipping the correct amount. And if I just wanted to handle and treat it, you know, sometimes I'll pass my card off beforehand so that we don't have the drama that we've seen on social media.
Yes.
Yeah. And I had a friend text me and she's asking, how about asking for the receipt from the waiter? Only had one instance in my circle. You often know who's not paying. She said she and her girlfriends generally jump to pay the bill.
Mm-hmm.
So what, you ask before they give the bill to me?
Yeah. I've had guests give me their cards. We also, I've worked at restaurants that have portals where you can call in and put your card in to sign a credit card authorization form pretty much. And they say, do not present that check to that table. And please charge my card on file, especially for like business dinners and things like that. They do not. But I've had birthday dinners that are like, hey, do not present the check. I don't want my guests to see anything, worry about anything. I just want it charged and you send me the bill tomorrow.
Yeah. This has truly been an experience. You know, just charge this to WHUR.
Yeah. Dinner tonight on WHUR.
Yeah, there you go. I appreciate it. Taria Griffin and Crystal Bailey, thank you, ladies, so very, very much. I appreciate your time. That is The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Friday, July 21st. For News Director Renee Nash, reporters Millette Green, Bramante Bryan, producer Candace Atkins-Wilson, and engineer Bobby Adams, I'm Harold Fisher. Good night and have a wonderful weekend.